Well, welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the first two segments of this weekend show were an interview with Ken Allstott, who is the fair manager of the Motherload Fair. He gave us a preview of the event coming up July 1st through the 4th. During this final segment, we are going to talk a lot about the livestock auction. As a switch was made this past Wednesday to do an in-person auction instead of virtual, we're going to talk about this and some other topics. During this final segment, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by Sue Moore, who is the president of the Small Livestock Association and a member of the Junior Livestock Committee. Sue, it's great to have you with us here today.
Thank you.
So before we dive into talking about the fair, you've been involved with the fair and 4-H and various different things for many years. For anyone who's not familiar with you, what is your background?
So my children's first started showing livestock when my oldest daughter turned 10. And at that point, I started as a volunteer with the Small Livestock Association. So that was about 35 years ago. And then about 30 years ago, I took the position as the 4-H staff in Tuolumne County. My title was the 4-H program manager. And at that point, I also became a member of the Junior Livestock Auction Committee, which is an official committee of the fair board. So about 30 years for auction committee and about 35 years for Small Livestock Association. I've been a volunteer at the Motherload Fair in livestock ever since.
That's great. You've worn a lot of hats when it comes to the livestock shows and 4-H and the fair. You know, first off, for anybody who's going to be coming out for the fair weekend, which will be next week, you know, what can you tell us about the livestock shows that will be taking place?
Well, the livestock shows actually start before the rest of the fair opens. The first animals come in, the receiving is this Sunday, the day of this interview, June 27th. The poultry comes in the afternoon, and then they do the exhibitor meeting and the raising of the flags and the official opening of livestock. And then there's a livestock show every day during the week. Monday morning at 8 a.m. is the poultry show. Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. is the rabbit show. Tuesday at 1 o'clock is the goat show. Wednesday at 1 o'clock is the sheep show. Thursday morning is the swine show. Thursday at 5 o'clock is costume showmanship. Friday morning is the beef show. And these are all open to the public. It's a $5 admission to get into the livestock gate when the rest of the fair isn't even open yet. The fair opening hours are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 3 o'clock. But you can come in through the livestock gate and watch the livestock shows, meet the exhibitors, see how they have groomed their animals and prepared for show. You can walk around through the barns for a $5 admission. So I'd recommend people interested in livestock come and do that. The rest of the fair isn't open yet, but the livestock area is full of exhibitors and animals.
That is great to know. I'm glad you brought that up. So then the livestock auction itself, what can you tell us about how that's going to be taking place this year?
So last year, because we didn't have a fair, the livestock auction was virtual. And everyone posted their pictures online. This year, the fair board decided that we could have a live auction again. So as volunteers, we're working hard now to figure out how to do that to make it an absolutely amazing auction again for the exhibitors. The live junior livestock and small livestock auction will be combined, all the animals for sale in one auction. It starts on Saturday, July 3rd at 4 o'clock. It will be beef, sheep, swine, market rabbits, market goats, and market chickens and turkeys, all in one auction. Whereas we used to have a Saturday night auction for large animals and a Sunday afternoon auction for small animals, it would have put the Sunday auction on 4th of July. So we're putting all of them together in one auction, starting a little earlier at 4 o'clock. The buyer reception with finger foods is at 5:30 on Saturday. You can enter starting at 3 o'clock. When the fair opens, you can come through the livestock gate to be a buyer or to see the auction. If you were a buyer at the 2020 virtual auction, your name will be on the list at the livestock gate for two admissions. Normally, those buyer admission tickets are sent out in the mail, but we don't have time this year. So give your name to the livestock at the livestock gate when you come in if you were a 2020 buyer, and that's good for two fair admissions into the livestock area or the and then the rest of the fair.
If somebody has to be out of town that weekend or the day that it's taking place, is there any way that they can still bid?
Right. A lot of buyers had, because it was announced as a virtual auction, they had planned to be out of town and to vote and to bid using their cell phone or their tablet, whatever. There is a proxy vote form that you can go to the Motherlode Fair website and fill out. You list which animals you're interested in buying, or even which exhibitor or which species. You list the top price you're willing to pay, and then a member of the sale committee will do your bidding for you. If you're interested in the add-ons, last year they added, I use the word adding, last year they started taking add-ons or bumps virtually because it was a virtual platform, and many people wanted that to continue. Last year there were just over $100,000 in add-ons, which was an amazing amount considering that all those people were doing this from their own homes. So the add-ons will be virtual this year. They start before the auction and go through July 16th. So that's if you want to, if you're not interested in taking home an animal, you're not interested in purchasing a market animal, but you want to support one of the exhibitors or a group of exhibitors, you can go to the fair's website, sign up as a buyer, and then you can do the add-ons. So much money per person, so much money per animal, and those add-ons will then be issued to that exhibitor as a separate check after those close. If you want to be a buyer at the live auction, you can also go to the fair's website and sign up ahead as a buyer. And then when you get there on Saturday, July 3rd, your buyer entry credentials, your card that you hold up to bid with your buyer number on it, will already be ready for you. Otherwise, you can register as a buyer when you come in on Saturday, July 3rd, starting at 3 o'clock. They'll have the buyer registration table open.
You know, how much money is typically raised total at the Junior Livestock Auction?
Well, last year, I brought the figures. Last year, there was $262,000 in the virtual auction, plus another $101,000 in the virtual, in the add-ons. So add those up together, it's $363,000. In 2019, which was the live auction, it was about $450,000 for large livestock and $35,000 for small livestock. Now, I need to point out that we haven't had poultry at the fair for 2 years. We didn't have poultry there for 2019 or 2020 because of Newcastle disease. So we're very excited to have market poultry back and fancy birds back at the fair this year. So we've got meat birds and turkeys going into the auction. And in 2018, which was the last year for small livestock auction to have poultry included, it was about a $63,000 total. That included the small livestock regular auction, where the proceeds are returned to the seller, and the small livestock benefit auction, where the proceeds are held for small livestock for things that we provide. This year, the fair is allowing donation lots for small livestock exhibitors. So if they entered two turkeys, they could sell one turkey for themselves and one turkey as a donation. And that money's being held by the fair for the Small Livestock Association for things that we contribute to the livestock department, such as feed and awards. And this year we're buying, we've bought hand sanitizer stations because of COVID and other things that you want to prevent from happening in the livestock area. In the past, we've done things like we re-sided the rabbit and poultry barn. So we encourage the kids to donate a lot in the small livestock benefit, because all that money then gets returned to the livestock department.
Definitely exciting time for the youth and the community this time of year. You know, we've got about a minute and a half left. You know, for the 4-H and FFA students, besides the livestock aspect, what are the other things that keep them busy with the annual fair?
Oh, there's also ag mechanics entries that are being displayed down in the livestock area. So I encourage anybody coming to the fair to walk down to the livestock area and go through that gate and see what's available down there. There's also exhibitors signed up to do demonstrations, and there's a whole barn full of livestock and 4-H Club and FFA chapter displays that tell all about what they do. There's lots more besides livestock in these exhibitors' lives. Some of the youth have things entered in the still exhibits building. That's quilts and sewing and food preservation and gardening. There's also adult exhibits in those buildings, arts and crafts. And the fun is a great place to come. Spend your afternoon at the fair.
Well, again, the fair itself coming up July 1st through the 4th. And as Sue Moore just mentioned, there's going to be stuff happening ahead of time with the livestock shows taking place all throughout the week ahead of the fair. Sue Moore, thank you so much for coming in and getting us up to speed.
Oh, you're very welcome. See you at the fair.
See you at the fair. Again, I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We thank Ken Allstott, who joined us during the first couple of segments as well, the fair manager of the Motherlode Fair. And we've been previewing the event that is coming up next week. And we want to thank you for joining us. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.